Well, you know, I just had some very interesting famous people from Gadsky, Minnesota, just stop by the booth here. You know, it isn't every day that we pick out special people and send them to the state fair, but Mary Ann and Howard Lunsetter from Gadsky were chosen to represent Marshall County at the state fair. And so, did you guys come down yesterday, or did you have you spent a whole week down here?
Oh, no.
You're a farm boy. You can't leave the farm that long, can you?
That's right. That's right.
So what are you missing back home?
Nothing.
The rain? Did they get any rain today?
I don't know today, but they did the
How much did you get the other day?
7/10.
We got 2 inches.
Yeah, I wish we did.
Lucky.
Somebody said you shouldn't pray so much, and I said with both of my knees, I can't even get down to pray.
No.
So... Anyway, congratulations for being chosen to represent Marshall County at the State Fair. This is Howard and Mary Ann Lunsetter that are joining us in our broadcast today. So, Howard, what did you gain from this experience?
I think it's a wonderful experience to meet a lot of the folks from the other 36 counties.
Well, see, you taught me something today.
That we're in the competition.
Okay, yep.
And, it's unbelievable the amount of time that some people put into volunteer work.
Yeah.
The fellow that won the competition, the list was so long it was hard to believe all of what he does.
Yeah.
And... the same with the lady. Goodness sakes, we out there at Gadsky don't have all those organizations.
No.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness you don't have all the organizations. Okay, so what have you been busy volunteering on?
Well, we drove for social services. We still deliver baskets in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And through my work as chairman of the town board, mm-hmm. I'm a lay pastor. I fill in here and there as needed.
Well, that's great.
I'm chaplain of the Legion Post 444 in Middle River.
Wow.
That takes up some time, and it just, I love to garden. I can't get that out of my system, even if it hurts. I love to garden.
That's
and
good.
There's a lot of old folks that appreciate it.
They do. Yeah. They appreciate when they see you coming because you've got something in that basket, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So what's your favorite part of gardening?
I just like to see things grow. Like you said, I'm a farm boy.
Yes, you are a farm boy. Is that your home? Are you living on your home place?
I'm sleeping in the bedroom I was born in.
Is that right? Wow.
That is right.
That's pretty good.
After 3+ years in the Army and a few years working out, I was able to buy the home place.
Uh-huh. Gee, Uncle Sam must have paid pretty good.
Uncle Sam? No.
No. From what I hear, too. I got kids that have been in the military, and, you don't go there for the money.
No.
No, you don't go there for the money.
We got by.
Yep.
Both of our kids were born at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota.
Okay.
I was with the Army Missile Units. Somebody had to guard the Air Force.
Absolutely. That's right. That's for sure. Okay, so...
good memories.
That's right. Good memories. Well, we thank you for all the volunteering you do. And I learned a few things about you that I didn't read in the paper because couldn't even find my article to bring down so I could... prep a little bit. Mary Ann, tell us a little bit about your volunteer activities.
I'm vice chairman of the Legion Auxiliary in Middle River, and I do Bone Builders for Sale program.
Okay.
I'm one of the leaders in exercising.
You know, that's a great program.
I think so, too.
It gets people out of the house and moving.
Yes.
And, you know, it might not seem like a big thing, but it is. It is.
It really seems to work well.
Yes, it does.
Your bones stay much more limber.
Yeah.
So I like it.
That's good. Yes. And, I'm sure you both do a lot of work at the church.
Yep, we
do. You know, there's so much behind the scenes that you can't put it all down on paper.
Right.
You know, That's right. And so I don't know what your maiden name was and how far you
were. Bernstein.
Oh, you're Bernstein. Oh,
yeah. Tom that sings with the Barn Boys is my baby brother.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
She lived a mile and a half down the road.
So your parents were?
Bill and Tilly Bernstein.
Bill and Tilly. Okay, sure. Glenn was the one that we knew. Glenn and
Sophie?
Sophie, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So Bill and Tilly, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see? Everybody in Gadsky's got a hand in those Barn Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably hear them practice, right?
We hear them occasionally.
Sure, I'm sure. So, so where did you guys meet?
Actually, we met when the schools consolidated and moved school buildings into Gadsky when we were in sixth grade.
Okay.
They started busing us. Otherwise, we went to different country schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to different churches, so we just didn't know each other until sixth grade. And it was basically love at first sight.
That was the magic number.
Yep.
And how many years have you been married?
We were married 60 years this past July 4th.
60?
9th, I should say.
60.
Wow. Well, that's quite a good record there. Yes. That's good. And you've enjoyed farming together?
We did enjoy farming together, yes.
Did you run a dairy?
No. Beef, cattle, sheep, and small grain.
Okay. No pigs?
No pigs.
No pigs.
We did raise a few for butchering.
Oh, yeah, but not the...
No.
So, well, this is really great. So what are your rest of the plans for the day?
Probably not a whole lot. My back plays out. I've broken it a couple times, and it just... doesn't let me do a whole lot.
It doesn't let you do what you'd like to do. All right, so that's good.
No, I still enjoy gardening, like I said, mowing lawn, deer hunting, partridge hunting. I love to get out.
My son sent me a picture on text about them holding all these cranes a few years ago. Is it open season again on the Sandhill cranes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you hunted them?
I have not. I tasted them once, and so did Marianne, and we didn't care to do it again.
No, they're kind of nasty birds.
We
do have a lot of them, though.
Oh,
yes. Do we ever?
I don't know. They must be picking up all the mice or something, because I've never seen so many as this year.
Yeah.
But along that same line, we haven't seen very many baby geese or ducks.
No, it seemed like we saw a few in the spring, but I suppose it got so blamed dry, you don't see them in the ditches or anything anymore.
And then they said because of the cold and stuff, there wasn't the hatch that it was.
Right.
So anyway, well, I want you guys to keep on volunteering, you know. I'm sure everybody likes to see your friendly faces around the area. What's the population of Gadsky these days?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Well, it's five today.
It's five today.
Oh, this is great. So anyway, well, we really appreciate it, and congratulations again for being the I'm sure that there couldn't have been anybody else that would have deserved that honor any more than Howard and Marianne Lunsetter from Gadsky. So you put Gadsky on the map once again.
Yes.
That's right. So.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, but yes. I'm sure there are many others as deserving.
Well, you know, you kept doing things with the military, and I'm proud of you for that. So, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you, Marianne, for stopping by. This has been a great scene. You enjoy the rest of the fair, but don't walk too much.
Okay.
And enjoy the food. I'm sure you'll want to eat again.
Possibly.
Possibly. So, thank you very much for stopping by the Pioneer 90.1 radio booth here at the Minnesota State Fair. So, cheers again to Marianne and Howard Lunsetter. So, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoyed visiting with you.